Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's get started. We have a lot going on today. Some things haven't been totally confirmed, so we're, you know, could be a surprise as we head into this. But we will have Daniel Turner with us today and possibly another guest. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, Father, the enemy is all around us, yet we know we are victorious in you. Please grant us the wisdom and the boldness and the courage to be your witnesses and to make a difference in the lives of others and in this nation. Protect us, O God, from the enemies and the evil that has consumed our land. May we, your people, be worthy warriors and ready to fight for our children and for ourselves, for our posterity. May we long to be a free people. Continue to place your hedge of protection around our president. Grant him wisdom and discernment with each obstacle he faces for this nation and even for his family. Father, strike down the enemies. May we know who they are. Reveal each one and let there be justice in this land again. Lord, here am I. I beg your blessing and your help. Grant me the requests of Jabez and increase the territory of CSC Talk Radio, not for my benefit, but for your glory. Bless each one listening today. Bring them your hope and confidence as they face the challenges of life. Bless my sponsors and my advertisers, Father. Make them successful in all that they try to accomplish. I once again come before you. For such a time as this, help me to bring America home to you. Amen. As I was listening to the news last night a little bit, I was kind of distracted with other things last evening, but I did get some news time, and I went back to re-listen to one this morning. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting quite frustrated with things and discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Be determined. The enemy is in front of us, and the enemy is behind us. The enemy is to the right and to the left of us. They can't get away this time. That's a quote from Douglas MacArthur. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but this nation is in a war. It's in a civil war. And to the Democrat politicians, you are the enemy. Unfortunately, MacArthur's quote is true. Congress, the Democrats in particular right now, are the enemy of we the people, the Republic. They take an oath, and then they vow to not keep it. And we keep electing these bozos. The Supreme Court is doing their bidding. Mark Levin put it this way, we have two judges and seven politicians on the Supreme Court. There's no justice in this land. We've seen what their rulings are. They throw us a bone every once in a while, and then they do something stupid like they did yesterday. And last week, and the week before that. The Democrats, for a long time, have been taking over this nation for the wickedness and tyrannical ways. I know there are many of you even listening now to me, who've bought into the hate of the president. And hey, you don't have to like him as a person. But as a president, he's done pretty well. Not perfect. But he has also had to face some obstacles that no other president has ever had to contend with. There has been an ongoing coup against him since he walked down that escalator. You ever ask yourself why? Why do they hate him? These same people that can't stand him now went to him for money years ago. Oh, yeah. They did. that Kathy Griffin that held up the severed head and hates this president so much you can find pictures of her as she went golfing with him years ago when she thought she could use his money. He was okay, but now he's not. They have no need of his tax returns except to put them under a political microscope and continue to haunt him. We, however, should demand each congressional member's tax and financial reports not once, but every single year, because they're up to no good. The enemy to Trump is the enemy to you, to America. And right now, the Democrats are the enemy to defeat in every way possible. Do you really believe this nation is so bad, is so biased, so racist, that it's a horrible, unfair place to live? It is not. And they know it is not, or they would have left a long time ago, because you see, they're little leeches. And they'll be here as long as they can continue to suck it dry. I said a long time ago, the people are now the enemy of the state. We have the bureaucracy coming down on our lives and our communities and on our businesses, controlling land, schools, health care, everything. But how can we be the enemy to that which we created? Our government, the Democrats in particular. I'm not a true fan of the Republicans either, but we're going to concentrate on the Democrats. Have been working overtime to destroy this nation and to rob you of your liberty, your natural rights. What are your natural rights? Your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness, or property. Your life. We have the BLM movement that is as phony as a $3 bill. They are out to rid you of protection by the police so that they can have complete takeover control of this nation. But, oh, but, the politicians, those Democrats, are using them, and when they've accomplished what they want, they will rid this nation of Trump, is what they want to do, and the U.S. Constitution, once and for all, and then they will eliminate the BLM, and it will be brutal. Did you watch de Blasio as he was helping with the painting of the mural of the BLM in front of the Trump Tower yesterday? You talk about disrespect for this president. To the Democrats, no life except the Democrat politicians' lives matter. Women don't matter. They keep abusing and using them. Babies, the unborn, don't matter. The children don't matter. And they fear the strong male figures and actually have integrity and grit. Men like Trump, Ben Carson, Alan West, those Douglas MacArthurs in this world, in this country. And yes, they do exist. So, to a Democrat, every man or woman who will speak out against their communist ways are racist, fascists, homophobes, xenophobes. It goes on and on and on. They have to break each reputation and destroy each one. Remember, the scripture tells us to live above reproach. That's the reason, because when you mess up, that's what they'll bring against you. Doesn't matter all your good deeds. Your liberty. You are no longer free to move about this country. You are now being forced to wear masks. Your children are not allowed to go to return to school. Your businesses are limited in their hours and in the number of patrons and how many they allow in their building. You can't carry a bottle of water into a ball game. You have to buy theirs. The America pastime sports is being denied, while the oppressed millionaire athletes demand to be paid at the arena, as if the arena was full. You're not allowed to attend church services to worship in your own way, no singing. And you're not allowed to disagree with them. No freedom of speech. And there's more, but when we come back, we should have Daniel with us. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Who is the enemy? The enemy is all around us, my friend. And he is one evil dude. But we've already won the victory. That doesn't mean you can sit and do nothing, though. We'll be right back.